You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tips, advice, hacks, navigating the crazy world of parenting. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, as we continue with International Women's Day in The Feed today, we're going to talk about ideas for new moms. So you might have a woman in your life who's expecting, who just had a baby, who's a new mom, and you're trying to figure out what to do for them or what to get them. So Callie from But First Coffee Blog, we talk to her every week. You can follow her on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. She's got great content on there for lifestyle stuff, parenting stuff. So Callie, you got some great ideas for new moms?
I do, yeah. So I'm expecting my third baby next month, and I get questions a lot about, like, what's a good gift to bring to a new mom? So these are my best tips. The first one is obviously food, right? Meals are always amazing things for new moms. Obviously, home-cooked is really nice. My tip here is don't overdo it with the serving size unless the person you're gifting it to has, like, three teenage children also living with them. Because even if you reheat the leftovers for, like, a day or two, like, a new family's not going to eat a huge casserole. So my tip is I buy those tin, like, the single-use tin bread loaf pans, and I'll split up my recipe into two or three of those. Like, one of my go-tos is macaroni and cheese. And then they can either just, like, warm them up as they're ready, or they can even freeze some to use down the road when they're a little bit busy, you know, they have a crazy day. So that's my tip there. Another tip is that while home-cooked meals are really, really good, just stocking up their pantry with, like, quick, easy, nourishing foods is really good, too. This is also great if you don't happen to live nearby to this person and you, like, want to gift them something, but you can't, like, necessarily drop off a home-cooked meal. So things like high-quality granola bars, oatmeal packs, trail mix, dried fruit. These are great for late-night feeding, throwing in the diaper bag. I literally, like, lived on a large, like, 5-pound bag of trail mix for the first, like, nice. 10 days of my firstborn's life. It was, like, the best thing that somebody gave me.
That's great.
And then some non-food related things. I think some other gifts that are always good is like a really nice pair of lounge pants that they could run errands in, but are loose, they're comfortable, or even a really nice quality pair of pajamas. It's this nice little luxury to have to like lounge around on at home with the newborn that usually a new mom does not splurge on for themselves, especially the first time moms. Those of us who have done it a few times, they're like, we're going to buy ourselves some nice pajamas this time around. But a new mom might not have thought that. They bought all this stuff for the baby, but they didn't get anything for themselves.
Right. Comfort's the one of the number one things. That's a great tip.
Yeah. And then I'm going to give you three ideas of what I think you shouldn't give to a new mom. These are all gifts that I've gotten, and they have beautiful intention behind them, but they maybe aren't the best thing to give.
Right.
And some people might disagree with me, but one, stuffed animals. Trust me, they have enough of them. Two is a bouquet of flowers. I think the intention here is so nice, but the last thing a new mom needs is something else to take care of or something else that's going to like clutter up their table. So I say save the flowers and gift it to them on the baby's first birthday instead.
Yeah.
And three is anything that requires them to do something, right? They've already got enough on their plate. So like maybe an outfit where you're like, this would be so cute in a photo. Now you're like requiring that they have to take the special photo or anything that requires assembly of any kind.
Yeah, those are all perfect. And I feel like with the flowers, the scent too, sometimes the smells can get kind of weird in the house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. I think it's such a, like, I think I love gifting flowers. Like, I think it's really special. So, like, I almost hate putting it on the list. But it is, it's like, they're just almost not even going to be able to enjoy it in those first few weeks because there's just too much else going on.
Right, exactly. All right, so these are great tips, great ideas for the woman in your life who might be a new mom or is expecting. And congrats to you, by the way, Callie. That's fantastic. And thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.